This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aurora Police Department has made changes to how its SWAT team operates after the shooting death of Kylan Lewis. That's according to the latest progress report of the Aurora Consent Decree. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The Aurora SWAT team will exercise a different procedure when executing warrants. Less lethal options will be prioritized for every arrest. The changes were made in response to Kylan Lewis's fatal confrontation with the Aurora SWAT team. The unit was serving a warrant from Denver when Officer Michael Deek shot the 37-year-old unarmed black man. He has since been removed from the SWAT team. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Denver's cold weather shelters are now open. While individuals can show up to designated locations, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports families are having to deal with a challenging system.
If a family experiencing homelessness wants out of the cold, there is no shelter to walk into. Instead, they call the Salvation Army's Connection Center. The hotline is supposed to help them find an available space. But over the winter, multiple families said they couldn't connect and were left in the cold. The hotline tells families to leave a message, and one staffer is tasked with calling them all back. That could take up to 2 days. Meanwhile, the city's emergency cold weather shelters are only open for 1 day. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And that snow is causing travel headaches in the skies and on the roads tonight at DIA. Over 90 flights have been canceled and closures are posted along I-70, both eastbound and westbound between Vail and the Eisenhower tunnels. This is CPR News.